there has been no movement on those very specific issues. And they were always the ones that were going to cause trouble. So we're now in a situation where July has passed. I'm not sure if people will even take a break in August. And we need a deal by October. So time is not on our side. And I think the message we've been saying to businesses and societies generally is that we need to prepare for the possible reality of a no-deal Brexit at the end of the transition. And by January the 1st, the UK will have left the European Union completely, cut away from the single market and customs union without an agreement.